Let's check technology slightly later than advertised. Here's Fevzi Turkalp, the man they call the Gadget Detective. How are you, Fevzi?
Good morning. Well, thank you.
Now, this was a big week, of course. All of these big tech announcements by companies like Apple or Microsoft always draw now international attention everywhere. This was the launch of the new iPhone. Is it called iPhone X or iPhone 10?
iPhone 10. So they announced the iPhone 8, the 8 Plus, and the iPhone 10. 10's not available till November, but it's been announced now. It's not quite ready yet. So the 8 and the 8 Plus are essentially relatively minor updates to the 7 and the 7 Plus. And in fact, in any other year, they would have been called 7S and 7S Plus, indicating a sort of a smaller increment. But I think when they decided to call the 10th anniversary model the iPhone 10, they didn't want to huge big gaps. And now we only have the iPhone 9, which is currently missing in action. I don't know if they'll launch an iPhone 9 next year or not. But most of the interest is in the iPhone 10. It in many ways, it's playing catch up with Samsung, because it introduces a 5.8 inch screen, which is bigger than anything Apple's done before, although not bigger than anything that Samsung has done. And it uses what's called organic LED technology, or OLED, which is again something that Samsung use. It gives you brighter whites and blacker blacks, so better contrast, as it were. It has an edge-to-edge display, so although the iPhone 10 has got a 5.8 inch screen, it's actually smaller. The handset itself is smaller than the iPhone 8 Plus. Which,
well, Fevzi, so it hasn't got a bezel then?
No, it's bezel-less. Yes, it's okay.
It's the big thing now, isn't it?
Yeah. So most of the front surface is glass. There's a small cutout where the cameras and so forth go. So edge to edge display, which is kind of nice. Glass body front and back, so that's a difference in design. And one of the reasons for that is to allow wireless charging, which it now has, as does the 8 and the 8 Plus. Faster processor, the A11 chip. These chips are monstrously fast now. Actually, we're up at the level where they're faster than the average laptop computer now, which is must be frightening Intel, I think, at this point.
But practically, I mean, here is the kicker, and you know your technology. The average user who is into these particular phones, a lot of people, you know, they either divide, they like an Android phone or they like the Apple phones, they're one or the other. The average user of an Apple iPhone, would they notice the difference between what they had last year and this?
No, I don't think so. I think that there are some applications coming down the line. So augmented reality is a big deal. So augmented reality is effective like imagine a heads-up display, so you see the real world on a screen, but then you see an extra layer of information on top of it. So things like...
It's what fighter pilots have, isn't it?
Yeah, but think about it like, for example, IKEA have an app at the moment where you can use this augmented reality technology where you can see a piece of their furniture, but it's sitting in your living room and you can walk around it and move it around and see exactly
so
what it's
all
like.
All that processing power is not for right now, but it's for stuff that's coming down the line.
Yeah, exactly so. And also, with iOS 11, which is the latest iteration of their operating system, it allows for more serious use. So we're starting to get into a situation where certainly the tablets, the iPads, can start to challenge a lot of the functionality of a laptop. Not everything yet, but for some people, you know, it makes it a much more practical proposition. Also, one last thing, because the iPhone 10 has a glass, all glass front and no bezel, no room for a home button. Yeah, I know, frame. So no room for a home button. So they've replaced Touch ID, which is a fingerprint reader, with something that scans your face and identifies you and unlocks your phone and allows you to make payments by showing them your face.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens about all of that. But, you know, facial recognition, I'm guessing it's as near foolproof as it can be, but I'm sure somebody will find a way to fool it. Very quickly, the gadget of the week is a portable power pack. A good idea if you're going to be travelling, because all of these new devices, including Apple's, drain current at an alarming rate.
Yeah, even if you're not travelling, a lot of smartphones struggle to get through a whole day's use without a sort of a midday charge, as it were. So this is from a company called Anker, A-N-K-E-R. It's called the Power Core 2 10000. It's got... Imagine the size and shape of it. Imagine it like the size and shape of a smartphone, but 1.5 centimetres thicker. So you could actually, you know, press it against and hold it to your phone whilst charging, it's got enough capacity to charge an iPhone 7 three times over, even though, you know, it weighs about 200 grams, which is not too bad.
That's amazing. And these things are getting cheaper all the time, aren't they?
Yeah, so this one's, the best price I saw it was $25.99. And the other thing is it charges quickly. So it can charge, say, a Galaxy S7 in 1.5 hours. Slimline design, silicone protective outer, comes with a pouch, travel pouch. And yeah, I like it. It's about 1.5 centimeters thick. So Anker are one of those brands that, they are affordable, but you don't have to worry about the quality of them. I always say to people, you know, don't buy cheap chargers and batteries and stuff, because, you know, some of them can be dangerous. Anker I've used for a long time and have never had a problem with. So I think that can be a sweet spot if you know, money is a concern, let's say.
Now, Fevzi, listen, this is not a technological question, but you're a very wise man. You know that I've been away and down in Dorset for a few days, and yes. I was by the beach in Boscombe. This man used to appear on a regular basis, morning and evening, more or less. And he was like in his late 70s, maybe early 70s, wearing what I could only describe as the bottom half of a mankini, okay? In a kind of silken black material. Now, this guy was rather portly. It was rather portly. And, it looked like he had a couple of baked potatoes stuffed down the front. It was just not a good look. The question for you is, why do people do that, Fevzi? Any ideas? Is it just sheer exhibitionism? What is that about? But it was the funniest thing during that week. This guy would appear, and he had a perfectly pressed towel in a square. He would go into the water for about 2 minutes, and then he would reappear, dress himself, and complete with mankini, and go back to wherever he'd come from. Twice a day, every day.
I think this is under growing old disgracefully, isn't it? I mean, people. I think sometimes we get to an age where we just don't care anymore.
I suspect that's probably, I think I'm there already. Fevzi Turkup, thank you. If people want to contact you, how do they do that?
Come and say hello on Twitter, @GadgetDetective.
Fevzi Turkup, thank you for that. My musings mean that we've only got just a few seconds to hear a bit of this. Oh,